B-Pod Studios.
Comic books, video games, anime, sci-fi. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably gonna talk about it.
Come on, man. You know I only surf Transformer sites when there's girls around so they can see how cool I am.
Nerd Radio starts now.
That's me, right there.
The coolest of the cool.
That's right. Always surf from Transformer sites in case any girls show up. Welcome to Nerd Radio, everybody. We're here. We have not been canceled due to any virus. We are, at least not yet.
Is it an option to cancel?
To cancel? I mean, it's possible. It could happen. That's why I said at least not yet.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Like I told you before, Robbie keeps walking in here with that look on his face, and I'm like, what? Mm. What?
We have been threatened. He's got something to say today.
He does, and I'm terrified. Yeah. Absolutely terrified.
He showed up at an appropriate time, though, and I think that's why he's not here right now.
Yes. Yeah, he wanted to make an entrance.
Yes.
And he will.
He will.
Trust us, he will.
Yeah.
My name is Chuck Bean.
Unless we lock the door.
Unless we lock the door, yeah. This is actually
the lock's been removed.
Oh, no!
This is actually the quarantine zone.
It is.
Right here. Grand Engineering's going to come up, and they're going to put the big, like, ET bubble wrap in front of those windows.
No offense, guys. I can't be quarantined with you guys. This is not going to work out.
We're going to be fine. It's going to be all right.
Smash that window and jump out.
Yeah. Chuck's got all the Transformer websites.
I'm wearing the Fallout helmet.
My name is Chuck Bean. I'm joined by James and Al Beck for another week of Nerd Radio. Glad to see you guys.
Glad to see you too.
Yep, I'm having a mental breakdown.
Elmer Fudd over there.
As we speak, follow us on all the social medias at Nerd Radio 101. You can also find us on YouTube if you want to check out the show. But if you want to check out the show live Wednesday afternoons on Twitch, is where you want to be, James. Where they want to
Twitch.tv/CheckpointXP.
Absolutely. And, of course, you download this as a podcast every Friday morning on WRIF.com. Also in Boston.
Rock929rocks.com.
See what happens when I get enough sleep? I remember Boston.
Mm.
And then also on wherever you're getting your podcasts. So, fellas, we'll briefly touch on this, and then we'll spend the rest of the show being...
Briefly touch it, Chuck. Go ahead.
Just completely...
Reach out and touch it.
Corona-free. Mm. As we found out last week, South by Southwest was canceled.
Yeah.
A lot of concerts are being canceled.
Coachella, we just found out.
Yep.
The Boston annual St. Patrick's Day parade has been canceled.
Yes. Add the Seattle Emerald City Comic Con to that list of stuff that is not happening.
Emerald City?
Yeah.
That's
so
where Dorothy goes?
I think so.
That was a fictional place.
That's what they decided to name their Comic Con in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Out of. But yeah, that
they
is.
They have something with emeralds in Seattle, don't they? Isn't there something with emeralds?
I would think if they named it Emerald City Comic Con, it probably stands to reason.
Is that why they have like the weird wild green color the Seahawks wear in their jerseys? Does it something to do with emeralds?
I don't know. Well, emerald is green.
Yes, thank you.
But,
and that is the title of this week's show.
Emerald.
That is Al telling you the color of your crayons. If you have an emerald crayon, it is green.
But I don't know what has to do. I don't know. Don't ask me.
Sorry, I thought it was more of a well-known fact that I had. Maybe somebody in the Twitch stream can fill me in.
So yeah, that's also not happening, and makes you wonder on a local level what we look forward to in May, the Motor City Comic Con.
Got SmackDown coming up this week. That better not get canceled.
Yeah, I guess they just canceled something the LCA a couple nights ago.
Really?
A particular concert. So that my first thought was like, ooh, SmackDown's on Friday.
Come on, it's my shot to see Cena. Cena might be there.
Oh, no. You might get Cena blocked by the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yep.
I really won't be able to see him.
Oh, no.
The coronavirus.
Well, one of the things, or two people that I know we just found out are going to be there. Paige is going to be at SmackDown this week,
yep.
Which is pretty cool. And Jeff Hardy's coming
Jeff
back.
Jeff Hardy, yeah. That's cool. He's coming back in Detroit.
I'm hoping to.
My fiance texted yesterday about that.
Jeff Hardy.
I'm hoping one of our listeners doesn't pick up their pair of tickets so I can score some SmackDown.
There you
go. I
want
to be there for
go.
Jeff Hardy. I love Jeff Hardy. Some great stuff. But speaking of wrestling, James, you were out at NXT this weekend.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
It was fun. It's.
I know you were kind of bummed last week when you discovered there would not be cameras.
Yeah, no cameras. It was a house show. No Finn Balor.
So oh, that's like, a bummer.
Mr. Finn Balor, I guess he's too big for the house shows. He's Mr. NXT TV. Yep. Must see. It didn't come out, but I fist bumped the bro dude.
Yeah.
The bro stallion. And I fist bumped Keith Lee.
How big is Keith Lee in person?
He's shorter than I thought, but he's a big dude.
Yeah.
You know, I
he's
thought
short
he
but wide.
Yeah.
Hey. What's wrong
I
with
say,
that?
I didn't say it was a bad thing.
Yeah, there's no negative connotation to it.
Calm down, Al.
You know, short
right.
but wide. Some like I'm girthy, some like I'm long.
Either way, you know, whatever floats your boat.
That's right.
But, yeah, it was fun. It's interesting to see because I've never seen wrestling in that venue before. It's a small little theater.
It's really strange that they keep – every time NXT comes to Detroit, they go to the Royal Oak Music Theater, mm-hmm. which is primarily for
concerts.
How was that experience?
They said so my seats were actually on the Royal Oak Music Theater stage.
Interesting. Okay.
They build it all the way out. So, like, the first – if you've been to the Royal Oak Music Theater – like that first little, like the main floor area where the like the bar goes around.
And if you haven't, it's a pretty standard medium theater.
Yeah,
you know,
like if you have a Fillmore in your local area, it's all very similar.
Yeah.
So the very very ground floor, like the ground floor level, if you were up against the barricade to see a band, mm-hmm. they build all that out, and the ring is actually put in there. So the seats don't start until the very first tier.
Okay.
On the floor section. And so my seats were actually on the stage behind the ring, which was weird to me because all I saw was man ass all night.
were you complaining?
I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't really the man asses.
Some were nice, some were not.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, and no disrespect.
A lot of squats for those man asses, James.
Yeah, well, there was
appreciate the squats.
Yeah. But so it was weird to see the show from that point of view because they're performing for everybody in front of me. In front of me is seeing the whole performance.
Yeah.
And we're seeing more of
the back of the performance.
Yeah. So then you can't see the Jumbotron or the projector screen because that's behind us.
Right.
So it's kind of a weird layout. It was cool to be that close. It was cool to interact with the wrestlers as they're coming into the ring.
For sure.
But wasn't cool was when I got not ridiculed, but I got embarrassed in front of the entire theater.
Oh, no.
Yes. So the MC comes out. Hey, what's up, everybody? NXT. We're in the Motor City. Hey, look at you guys. You guys got some good seats. What's your name? James. Okay, James. Who is the current NXT Women's Champion?
Oh, no.
And my mind goes completely blank.
No.
I don't follow NXT as closely as, you know, the other brands.
Should have phoned a friend.
Well, I did, which was my fiance. I looked right over at her, and she's like, don't look at me. And I'm like, I literally could not even think of one woman wrestler from NXT.
Wow.
And I know there's like I know there's tons of them. But
happy International Women's Day, James.
And it happened on International Women's Day. Thank you for bringing that up.
James,
as well.
Don't give an F.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, and I look like a total scumbag. So I ended up like doing the, you know, that to the whole crowd and then doing the crotch chop, like, suck it.
Yeah.
Because everybody was kind of booing me, giving me a bit of a hard time.
Because you didn't know who Rhea Ripley was?
Yeah, I mean, but I'm a fan of Rhea Ripley. That's the thing that I was like, oh, yeah, once somebody got the answer right, which the next person they went to was a child who got it wrong, yet they let him get help, you know? Some guy can tell the kid what the answer is, but if I look over my fiance for the answer or some help.
How was the experience of getting booed? Because I could totally see you embracing being a heel.
Oh, that's why I got up and started...
Totally. You know? I could totally see you as a heel. I could see you just eating that up.
And I was like, the most fitting thing is the crotch chop from DX, so I'm going to do that. So I'm like, suck it. And then once I realized nobody was paying attention to me anymore, I'm going to sit down.
Everyone's moved on.
Moved on.
Everybody's cheering for the little kid. Like, okay.
And James is jealous of the child.
Let this child get the answer. I didn't even care about the free t-shirt. I was just more upset that, you know, you're going to call me out. And then I look for help and you walk away. She just like the host just walked away when she realized I did not know the answer, just walked away.
I love that James, you know, he goes to SmackDown and Raw and he takes his big fat head to show in the crowd. And like he wants the attention.
Yeah.
And then he goes to NXT and he's kind of disappointed that there's no camera. So he's not going to get the attention. And then he gets the entire crowd's attention and just freezes.
Not the attention I wanted.
Yeah.
Ask me a question about wrestlers that I know about and I follow. You know? Ask me about the Bro Stallion. Ask me about John Cena.
Well, other than that, it
it's a
like
delightful
it a fun
story,
time.
Though. I love
it.
Yeah,
overall, it was a fun time.
Great show. They put on a good show.
Yeah.
Disappointing that some of the NXT superstars that you thought might be there weren't there.
Right.
But I get it. You know, Finn Balor's a big name, but I was disappointed he wasn't there. And Rhea Ripley wasn't even there either, too. So,
Why don't
you ask the questions about some of the NXT superstars that came out to the house show? Why don't you do that?
Right.
Ask about
people who are here.
The current champ who's probably about to get brought up to Raw or SmackDown, depending on what happens at WrestleMania.
I love that picture of your fiance with Adam Cole. Like, he's behind her, and she's got this look on her face like, oh, my God, it's Adam Cole.
Yeah. Well, it was more of funny stuff. Because we don't like Adam Cole. We're not an Adam Cole household.
No, that's a
baby.
Baby.
I mean, he's got that cool boom. But right. other than that,
no, the boom is great.
Yeah,
it's fantastic stuff.
If that was a wrestler, I'd want like a boom.
Yeah, yeah. It's we were talking earlier about making Robbie an entrance for when he walks in the show. If I had an entrance, it would definitely be that Undisputed Era theme.
There you go.
That's great. It's so fun. So while we're talking about wrestling too, over the weekend we had the Elimination Chamber, which set up is the last pay per view before they go to WrestleMania, and we'll just briefly touch on it. But the main event for the Elimination Chamber was the Women's Elimination Chamber.
Yeah,
and boy oh boy were people not pleased with
it. What a stinker!
It was boring.
Yeah,
because Shayna Baszler from NXT came up and just like ran through the other five girls, like choked them out one after another.
Yeah, like one after one.
Yep.
Rear naked choke. Oh, you're out.
And okay, and next? That meant that there was a lot of time between. It's kind of like the Royal Rumble. Like they put people in the. It's like a steel cage, but then there's these pods in the corners. And they put people in those pods, and every 2 minutes they open one of them at random, and somebody comes out and joins the match.
Okay.
And unfortunately, Shayna Baszler was choking people out, and then having to wait like a full minute and 45 seconds for the next person to come out so she could do it again. Did not go over well with the live crowd. Did not go over well with the home crowd, home viewing crowd.
I'm sure,
I feel like there could have been way different ways they could have done it. Like, obviously, setting Shayna Baszler up to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, what was the idea behind that? You know, like, oh, she's such a beast. She's going to choke him out, and people are going to be so impressed.
She's essentially the girl Brock Lesnar. Like, she's just, supposed to be this undefeatable monster.
She's like the new China.
Kind of, yeah.
Similar, yeah. Absolutely.
But while that was disappointing, midway through the show, what was it? Aleister Black and AJ Styles.
Great match.
Had a fantastic match.
It was a very entertaining match. I hate AJ Styles, and I was like, I thought that was a good match.
Yeah.
So those two, like, overall, I thought it was a decent pay per view, and a lot of people are just taking the crap on it.
I know. Yeah. Everybody was like, the ending sucked, so the whole thing sucked. And I was like, well, not necessarily.
Yeah, but I missed. So Daniel Bryan's balls fell out. I missed that.
I didn't want to ask you about that.
So I missed Daniel Bryan's balls.
They kept, he was fighting Drew Gulak. That was also supposed to be a fantastic match, but I was asleep because I had to be on the air at midnight during that match. But yeah, Drew Gulak kept like picking him up for that suplex, and they always kind of grabbed the tights by the hip when they pull him up, and every time he pulled him up, his balls would fall out.
Yeah. That's a slip up.
I hate when my balls fall out every time someone picks me up.
Every time I give Al a suplex, his balls come out.
I'm like, Al, right out there.
Al, we talked about this. We got to get you something to keep those balls.
And he is always wearing long pants, so it's real awkward.
It's real awkward.
He's got those long balls. The big long hairy ones.
That's how he's known.
Yeah.
Up and down the hallways.
As they say.
Long balls back.
Yeah. Stop shaming me.
But what else? I thought the tag team elimination chamber. I thought that was great.
Yeah, for sure.
The Lucha House Party guy dropping from the ceiling.
That's real.
Otis flying out of the actual chamber.
Yeah.
Like I was like, do you think he's okay?
Yeah.
Was that real? Was that planned?
Because they broke the bulletproof glass on the pods before, but never the bulletproof glass that like leads to the outside.
Yeah, like he flew right through the wall, and he sold it so good. There's a lot of good moments, I thought.
It does make you wonder if that was planned or not, because that infamous Hell in a Cell with Undertaker and Mankind,
Foley.
When he chokeslammed him through the top of the cell, that was not supposed to happen.
Right.
No. They planned on throwing him off.
Yeah.
Well, not those two planned on it. They didn't tell anyone else.
Yeah.
But the choke slam through the cage was not supposed to. Can you imagine being Mick Foley?
You're like, expecting you're only going to fall like about 4 feet, and then the floor gives out from under you, and you fall about 14 feet instead. Like, wow, that was really far down. And, I'm in the ring.
So I feel like you're in trouble because you see The Undertaker before that moment walking, and the cage starts giving out underneath him. Maybe they were never planning on them being on top of the thing to begin with.
They were not.
Yeah.
No, they've reinforced it since then because now they've set the bar that everyone has to get out of the cage and get up on top of the thing. Mm-hmm. My favorite story about that match is that once it was over.
Yeah. Vince McMahon.
Yeah. When they're backstage and Vince tells Mick Foley, is like, you have done a great service to our industry and for my business, but I never want to see that shit again.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I respect what you guys have done, but I was really scared you were about to die. And I don't want to be that scared ever again.
Vince McMahon does have a human side.
It's more of a liability thing. He didn't want to get sued. He didn't care. He's like, if you die, then I have to pay for it.
Yeah, right. I'm sure they have something in a contract.
And then unfortunately, a couple of a year later, friggin' Owen Hart falls out of the ceiling.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that was right after that.
While we're on the subject of wrestling, though, All Elite Wrestling has been teasing since last week. Matt Hardy has been, he's a free agent now.
Yeah.
So he is going to revive his broken Matt Hardy gimmick and take it on the road, just like he was just before he came back to the WWE, where he worked.
Delete.
Yep, where he worked.
Where it looks like he's doing
Ring of Honor.
Very offensive hand gesture.
Why he's just doing this?
Very Nazi-like to me when
striking
I see.
Oh
stuff.
My God!
He's like, striking stuff off the list. He's deleting it.
You're still doing it, Chuck. Yeah.
He's deleting it.
That's what. They,
what he's just doing? He's just
halt!
Giving away.
Halt! Nine. Knee scoot.
He's just waving to people to say hi.
9, 9, 9, 9, 9.
But woken the German interrupter.
All right.
House.
Well, anyways, Matt's been filming stuff for his own YouTube channel, and in the most recent video, the Young Bucks show up on his in his driveway, and All Elite Wrestling posted something last week. They've got a faction called the Dark Order right now. It's supposed to be kind of a satanic faction. Oh, here,
oh
it comes.
Here we go.
Here it comes.
No!
Hi, Robbie.
Hey, Chuck.
How you doing?
Chucky, Chuckarino, yeah. Chuckathon.
He's playing with me. He knows I'm nervous.
No, you know
he
what? This is actually why I came in here.
To make me nervous?
Apparently, when I come in here, you get nervous for some
reason.
I
do!
Okay? And I don't want that between us,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
But whatever this is, this nervousness, this animosity, I think that we should put it to rest. We should bury it.
You want to bury the hatchet?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's only one true way to do that.
Okay.
And that's with one of us asserting our dominance over the other one.
Uh-oh.
So, I hereby officially challenge you.
Okay.
Tournament rules, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. Final Destination, no items, 3 stocks, best of 3.
Oh, my goodness. When are we talking?
We'll work that out.
Okay.
But if you accept it,
yeah.
And the terms of this is, the winner must then, on video, to immortalize for all on the internet,
okay.
Must proclaim that the winner is the best gamer/genius ever. You accept?
I feel like I have to.
You do.
You came into my home.
Hold on, your home?
You came into my yard.
You walked into the house.
Okay.
Chuck Bean.
That's right.
I came into Nerd Radio show in the Checkpoint studio.
That's true.
It's kind of, I feel like, even ground.
That's fair. Yeah, okay. Sure.
All right.
Yeah. I love that we shook hands off camera. Nobody could see that. They could see you reaching and then I'm reaching.
Well, you know what? That's James' fault. Why didn't you switch to the 4-shot?
He is in the 4-shot, but our handshake was completely off camera.
Okay, I'm sorry, James.
However, I just saw it in the delay. We are actually across from each other, so it worked.
It worked. Perfect.
Nice.
All right.
Excellent.
Well, we'll figure out when and where this is taking place, and
okay.
We'll make sure to let everyone know.
I'm going
to
need to practice.
The day of Chuck's destruction is at hand.
I don't know about that.
Dibs on cloud.
All right.
And just calling dibs.
You know what scares me, too, is that I
oh, no! You got to play it on his way out, too.
I have not unlocked Cloud on the Switch yet, so I don't know what to expect.
Just watch some YouTube
Cloud.
Videos. I'm sure somebody's got it on YouTube.
I'm going to have to get real good at Kirby. Or Yoshi. Where was I? Oh, yeah, Matt Hardy's probably going to All Elite Wrestling. They tweeted out a thing for the Dark Order that was like almost like a haiku, and the first letter of all of it spells out Matt Hardy.
Oh, wow.
So everyone is expecting that to happen. And while we're talking about All Elite Wrestling, Jake the Snake Roberts showed up last week.
He's still alive?
He is.
Oh, my God. He was not looking good like 10 years ago.
He was not looking good a couple years ago when I got to talk to him. But you know what? As he's gotten older, I think of Jake Roberts as like a dad or even a grandfather figure. Like, I really appreciate him. I appreciate his work when I was a kid, and I'm really glad that he's still around. To talk to people. But he came out and he's going to be managing somebody, but we don't know yet. It's a mystery yet who he's going
to
be managing.
Because he came out and started talking to Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. He delivered a real good promo against Cody Rhodes and said that he's got somebody that he's going to be managing that's going to beat Cody up. So I'll definitely be tuning into All Elite Wrestling to see more Jake the Snake.
Somebody different than MJF?
What's that? Yeah, somebody different than MJ. MJF has already beat up Cody Rhodes enough. He's got to move on to new stuff.
He's got to get his ass beat by somebody new.
Exactly. And we're going to move on to new stuff. We're going to take a short break, and we're coming back with news about Mortal Kombat. They had a tournament over the weekend. They announced not only a new character for downloadable content, but the guy who won the tournament, I think Jamie's going to be a big fan if he isn't already.
Is it John Cena?
You can see him. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
We're coming back in just a minute.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm Tom Savage, listening to Nerd Radio on Rift 2.
Welcome back to Nerd Radio on the podcast page, WRAF.com in Boston.
Rock92.9 at Rocks.com.
And, of course, on Checkpoint XP's Twitch stream Wednesday afternoons at
Twitch.tv/CheckpointXP.
My name is Chuck Bean, joined by Al Beck and James for another week of Nerd Radio. And over the weekend, fellas, there was a huge tournament for the game Mortal Kombat 11. I can't believe there's 11 of those things. Were either of you guys big Mortal Kombat players at any time? Because, like, I remember when the first one was on the Super Nintendo and the Genesis, and the big thing was, like, if you got the Genesis version, it had the blood.
Blood, man.
Right.
Yeah.
The Super Nintendo one didn't have the blood in it.
Yeah, I was really into it when the first came out on Sega. Yeah. But then I realized how bad I was at it, and I was like, I can't play Mortal Kombat.
I was not allowed, and that was why. My parents had some weird rules, and they would draw lines someplace. Because we played games like that.
Sure.
But we were not allowed to play Mortal
Kombat. So you could play, like, Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
But you couldn't play Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, we were a Street Fighter house.
Right.
Because we weren't allowed to play Mortal Kombat.
Interesting. That's a whole nother conversation. Yeah.
That's why I couldn't watch Ninja Turtles, because they fought. That so was stupid.
You have told me that, or you guys weren't allowed to watch professional wrestling? Was it?
No, my
because
dad.
They didn't want you beating each other up. They didn't want your older brother beating
this
you up.
This is why it doesn't make any sense, though, because my dad enjoyed.
I know why he's so up on MASH.
That's right. My dad enjoyed, like, Hulkamania and all that stuff. So,
sure.
You know, he used to, like, walk in the room and tear his shirt off. He used to drive my mom nuts.
Dad. Jeez.
Nuts
we
in a
thought
bad
it was
way
great. We thought it was great, but yeah. No, he just. I married an idiot. Only my story makes a lot more sense now.
Did your parents ever tell you couldn't watch something, you couldn't play, you couldn't do something growing up? I feel like they didn't.
I mean, there were I
or maybe
knew.
They did, and that's why he acts out now and does all these things.
It's a little bit. Like I knew my
He's
my
like
boundaries.
A Catholic schoolgirl.
So no, I knew my boundaries that that my parents would frown upon. So I also knew what I could get away with, and I knew what they would look into.
Sure,
video games and stuff would fly unless I'm playing Grand Theft Auto and I'm getting a BJ from a hooker or whatever. You know,
yeah, that they
that
were
that type
right.
of stuff
that they were like, nah, nah,
problems.
Nah, nah, nah.
Yeah. But just fighting and stuff, as long as they know, you know, I wouldn't be like, hey, mom, come down and watch me rip this guy's head with his spine attached right out of
right.
his body during for this fatality. But it's just a fighting game. They know I knew the difference between real life and pretend and video games and stuff.
So. That's how my nephew is. Like, you know, he comes over and obviously I've talked about how much he loves to play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
He's 10. And my sister's rule is he can play adult games if there's an adult in the room. He's not allowed to play them on his own. And, I mean, I sit there and he knows there's a difference. And obviously there's some pretty wild language and stuff, and especially
sure.
in the latest Grand Theft Auto games. But I've never heard him say it, and I just it's all compartmentalized in his brain. But
right.
not everyone can handle that.
He's hanging out with his friends at school, then all the rules, all the bets are off.
Sure.
But, you know, he knows around adults you're not allowed to do that yet until you're functionally an adult.
Yeah.
My parents went through a religious phase when I was younger. So there was when Masters of the Universe was a big thing.
You had a He-Man ban.
Yeah, I was not allowed to watch He-Man. I was not allowed to watch. They wouldn't buy me any He-Man toys or anything like that. I was not because there was wizards in it and magic.
That's wild that it's wizards and magic. So like, okay, Beavis and Butthead was frowned upon in the house. If that was on the TV, like my dad hated Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
And I remember I would sneak down in the basement and I would watch it on TV.
Watch some Beavis and Butthead.
But I'd also go to like Nickelodeon, so I'd have Nickelodeon on the recall.
As soon as you heard the stairs.
Oh, recall. Yeah. Ah, those Rugrats, aren't they crazy? You know, that Tommy Pickles is always up to mischief.
I used to have the...
You have the same method to hide your scrambled porn.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I remember having the scrambled porn on the thing and just listening to the sounds and being like, that's what sex sounds like.
Yep.
Yeah. And then if you get lucky...
see a little
then,
bit of a boob.
Yeah, nipple would come into focus. Yeah. Like, oh, my God!
I saw a boob!
I saw a nipple.
Yep.
I saw a woman's nipple.
Yeah. Yep. You really don't know whose nipple it was.
No.
No, not at all. It could have been a dude's nipple for all you know. It's just a nipple.
I believe it was a woman's.
Yep.
But yeah, then immediately like hitting last, so it was on like HBO or something. Like, nope, just watching Die Hard. Just watching John McClane shoot some terrorists. It's cool. Oh, man. Yeah, and the funny thing is when He-Man and Masters of the Universe were a thing, I was not allowed to watch it. But then later on when we got into Magic the Gathering, I see Chris Berger, DJ New Year, saying his mom and dad would let him play anything but Magic the Gathering. When Magic the Gathering came about, my parents bought so many cards and played with us.
Really?
Played Magic the Gathering
with
us.
They're so anti-wizardry.
Yep. Later on, my mom was a huge Harry Potter fan.
Wow.
And I never forgot that I wasn't allowed to watch He-Man, and I was like, this is hilarious.
Went through the exact same thing with my mother.
Yeah.
She loves sci-fi and fantasy. That's a thing that we have in common, but like... Same thing for religious reasons. We weren't allowed to go to like the school play if there was witches because of
wow.
Yeah, it was like super crazy. And again, same exact thing. Now she's a huge fan of Harry Potter, loves it. And I have had that conversation with her before. We've talked about Harry Potter because I like it too. And I'll say, you know, Mom, and she'll look at me. I'm like, when I was a kid, she goes, I know. If Harry Potter, I know.
I know.
Yeah, your parents were really worried about you guys getting into the dark arts, huh?
Yeah, they were very scared.
Yeah, they're very paranoid
we were
about you guys getting into the dark arts.
Figure out how witchcraft worked or something.
And summoning demons and casting spells. And
right.
Voodoo.
Yep.
Right. Good thing we played it safe and I only got into radio. Yeah. Really made some great decisions.
Look, I'll find new ways to be a disappointment if you cut these avenues off. Yeah. Damn it.
It was either this or alchemy.
So as I was saying, there was a Mortal Kombat tournament. That's where this all started.
45 minutes ago.
There was a Mortal Kombat tournament over the weekend, and they revealed that the next downloadable content fighter will be Spawn, Todd McFarlane's Spawn.
Cool.
And the guy that got to voice Spawn is Keith David, which is, does that name ring a bell at all? He was the president on Rick and Morty. He's in John Carpenter's The Thing, and They Live. Or no, he was in They Live. The guy in The Thing is a different guy.
Is that the... Is he in Requiem for a Dream?
Yep.
Yeah, they are.
Yep. You know, if you look up Keith David on IMDb, you know his voice. So he's going to be the voice of Spawn, which is kind of cool.
Really?
The video shows that Spawn can of course, hit people with the chains. He's got the long chains. His costume is a living thing.
Yeah.
So
it's cool when you get somebody that like voices a thing and you're like, oh, hey, that's that guy.
It's that guy, yeah.
Christopher Judge, who was Teal'c in Stargate SG-1, he's God of War.
Oh, Keith David.
Oh, he's Kratos?
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Kratos, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Keith David was in the Saints Row series as well, which is hilarious because in the first couple he plays, I think he's the head of the gang, and then in the third game he plays Keith David. Keith David
plays himself?
He plays himself, and he joins your gang as Keith David while you're fighting against the former head of the gang, who is also voiced by Keith David.
I like it.
Yeah. It's a hilariously meta thing. But the thing I definitely caught my eye that I wanted to tell James about is the winner of the tournament is a gaming prodigy you may have heard of, Dominic Sonic Fox McLean.
Oh, Sonic Fox.
Huh? Yeah. He's a furry. He's an LGBTQA advocate. And apparently after he won, he gave a shout-out to Bernie Sanders. So he was a Bernie supporter.
Very cool.
Yeah, but there was I saw a couple of videos of him playing, and dude's
good,
man. Is
he playing in the fursuit? Does he have do they have the fur mask and suit on?
They do show he had a here you go, I got it on my laptop here. He did have the fur suit. He's got an LG BTQ.
He's got a giant mallet. He's got Thor's hammer there.
Yeah, Thor's hammer with a Mortal Kombat dragon in the middle of it. He's got the LGBTQ flag with him. And he whooped ass this weekend.
Does the suit have some sort of like glove
I think he just wears the head.
Oh, gotcha.
It's just like a blue and red wolf's head.
But still, man.
Or
like
fox head. He's Sonic Fox.
Wouldn't you think that his vision would be impaired? Like, you got your ass kicked by a guy wearing a full mask.
A mask. Well, yeah. The part with the furries is, and I'm not saying this from experience, but they've got like the giant eyes on the mask. So they, you know, that's the mesh that they can see through. But I'm sure there's still a big block right here, and your peripheral vision is awful.
Because I have an Easter Bunny one, and I have a unicorn one, and it still really impedes your vision.
Right.
And not furry related, for the record.
It could be.
Like, I mean, it could be if I wanted
to. There's no shame.
There's no shame in
it. I'd be the Jamesy Bunny.
I mean, you know, above and beyond the idea that furries tend to like to have sex as the furry animals, like, they seem real cool. They seem like cool bunch of people. They're very inclusive. They I've heard stories before where, like, if there's a convention, all the local conventions, you always see a couple of furries or something like that. If little kids see furries, they you know, they're totally cool. They keep it on the down low.
They put their wangs away and they stop banging and they say hi to the kids.
Nope. I understand to a child, I am a mascot and I must respect that, you know, I don't want to ruin it for them.
Put their wangs away.
Yeah, you got to do that, man.
See, I don't want to do the opposite. Now I almost want to get like a full-blown furry costume, but I'd be like the bad boy furry. So when I see the kids, I give them the finger.
Oh, my God.
I swear.
I think you'd get beat up by the other furries.
Go start fires, kids.
Stuff go like that. Start
fire. Don't listen to your parents.
Who was that mascot that like punched the 13-year-old kid in the back of the head?
Oh, my God. Was that the Philadelphia one?
Yeah, Grindy or whatever.
Yeah,
Gritty. Yeah, Gritty supposedly hit that kid.
Gritty's been acquitted though.
Yeah,
acquit a Gritty. Cool, yeah. Acquit Gritty.
Acquit Gritty.
If it's a grit, you must acquit.
Oh, Jesus. While we're talking about games too, this week saw the release of the new Call of Duty with their Battle Royale mode.
Yeah, Warzone.
Yeah,
I haven't downloaded it yet. I got 100 gigabyte download. I got to try to...
I was going to say,
I don't want to buy the game. I'm trying to play for free.
I had to delete the Final Fantasy demo off my PlayStation to try and make room for this thing.
See, that's my issue. I don't have enough space on my Xbox One. I should have enough room on the PS4.
Yeah, you don't play anything on it, so...
Exactly. But I'm so used to the Xbox controller.
Yeah.
And it's like learning a whole new system if I go to the PS4. If the PS4 is for virtual reality and Untitled Goose Game. You know, those are the two things the PS4 is for.
That's specifically... Yeah.
Anything that I want to play on a competitive level, I need to play on the Xbox, but I don't have enough...
Will never not be delighted by the mention of Untitled Goose Game.
Oh, it's fabulous. I love that game so much.
The game sounds hysterical, but even just the title alone.
Didn't you buy it?
No, I don't
know. I could have swore a couple of, like, after James had told us about it, you saw it was on sale and you picked it up. Maybe I'm just thinking when James picked it up.
Yeah, I picked it up when it was on sale.
No, he mentioned it and I was determined to purchase it and I didn't. I forgot.
It's so much fun. It's such chill game.
That's another reason I think why I'm so delighted by it. I forget that it exists, and then every time you mention it, I'm reminded, and it just makes me happy all over again.
The music, it's such a soothing, relaxing game. It's fun.
Yeah, I'm going to promise to buy it and just never do it.
Yeah, well, Call of Duty Warzone, you don't have to spend any money. You just have to make sure most of your hard drive is free because it's about 100 gigabyte download.
Holy crap.
150 player matches, 50 more players than usual for these Battle Royale games.
Usually 100 or less.
Yep.
And I've heard you drop in a squad of three. Is that true? Or
you can play in squads of three or you can play solo.
Okay, good. I like to play solo, you know? Show by myself.
There are two modes. There's the Battle Royale mode where it's just everybody, you know, last man standing, where much like Realm Royale or anyone, there's a deadly gas that kind of shrinks the map until you get down to the last, you know, person or team standing. And then there's a plunder mode where you're supposed to be stealing wealth by completing missions and finding it in the field and killing other players.
Yeah,
and whoever at the end of the game has the most wealth when everyone is done. There's vehicles, which sounds really fun to check out.
Yeah, because you don't usually experience vehicles in a Call of Duty.
No, you don't.
Unless it's happened in like the last few recent releases. But
they very
is usually not there. It's more of a battlefield.
Right. They very obviously decided to include vehicles thanks to PUBG.
Yeah.
Because that's the only one I know of as far as those Battle Royale games where you actually... Well, I mean, you have a horse in Realm Royale, but you don't really have vehicles.
They have different things in Fortnite, too, that I think you can find. But it's like with those hoverboards.
Right.
Different things like that. But yeah, like actual military type vehicles is not something you usually see in Call of Duty. So I'm kind of excited to check it out. I found out you start off with a handgun. So it's not like you drop with nothing but your wiener and balls in your hands.
Right.
You drop and you have a handgun. And somebody found out you can pull the handgun while you're parachuting in. And you can shoot
people. Oh, my God.
As they're still dropping into the zone. So that's... I'm like, I know exactly what I'm going to do. Every match. I'm dropping into a hotspot. And I'm just taking as many people out with the handgun before they even land.
That's even worse than the constant problem of, like, dropping in and before you can get a weapon in Realm Royale, getting killed by somebody.
I'm going to get you before your feet even touch the ground.
Right. Oh, my God.
Gun Town does not mess around.
I wonder how this is going to change the like the popularity of Call of Duty, because that was the game for a while.
Right.
And I'm sure their numbers have still been great, mm-hmm. but a lot of people shifted from Call of Duty over to Battlefield or Battlefield.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, and I remember Call of Duty was at one time the sort of like outside, you know, yeah. there's Medal of Honor.
Right.
And then people switched from that over to Call of Duty, and now they switched to Call of Duty to Battlefield. But now they're getting into the Royale. Battle Royale game. So.
And I feel like if they're smart, like between Battlefield and Call of Duty, they definitely make sure to stagger their releases. Like, you know, when Call of Duty comes out, a portion of the population is going to buy it, and they're going to play it real hard for X amount of time, and then they'll continue to play it until there's a new game. Well, so, you know, like Vince McMahon did with the XFL this time. He waited until 2 weeks or a week after
the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl, and then started the XFL season. So now you've got football when there's no other football except for like maybe college football or something like that. So if they're smart, you know, the Battlefield guys release like 6 months later after Call of Duty, so they can make sure to nab up all those players until the next Call of Duty.
Right. Well, Call of Duty, I mean, I don't know what their release schedule is like now, but it was almost too much. I think it was part of their downfall.
Right.
Because they had it split up between two different developing companies. So every year there was a new game, but it wasn't really a new game.
Right, because it was a different company developing
it.
All right, well, we're going to take a short break. I'm looking forward to checking out the Call of Duty. You think you're going to stream any of it?
I'm hoping to, yeah. I got my streaming. I'm working on getting my streaming room set up.
Right.
Just a matter of downloading the game and getting online.
Yeah. So,
the time, man.
Absolutely. Check out Who the F is JC on Twitch, because he's streaming Realm Royale, and then maybe we'll get to check out some Call of Duty through you.
Yeah, you can watch me scream at 13-year-old kids playing a different game.
Right, for sure. All right, we're coming back in just a minute. The head of Nintendo, or the former head of Nintendo, now has a new job, and a couple of weeks ago, a very rare piece of gaming history was sold, and we're going to do some prices right. We're going to see how close you guys can come to see who or how much they got
$1
in auction. All right, well, all you guys do is bid $2, and you've already won, James. So,
no.
Good job, Al.
$1.25.
Son of a bitch!
All right, we're back in a minute. Nerd Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Wednesday night. Time for Nerd Radio.
And we're back with Nerd Radio, wherever you're getting your podcast. It's part of the B-Pod Studios Network on social media at Nerd Radio 101. It's Chuck Bean, Al Beck, and James in for another week of talking about nerd stuff. And this week we found out that the Reggie Fils Aimee, who used to be the head of Nintendo of America, up until around, I want to say last year, February 2019. So, yeah, it's been about a year since he retired from Nintendo of America. He has been named to join the GameStop's board of directors.
Really?
So the guy who was a big part of introducing us here in America to the Nintendo Switch and the Wii U and a lot of Nintendo stuff in the last decade is now has a deciding hand in the future of GameStop. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of changes, much in the same way that we were talking about the guy at DC Comics that got let go, and now Jim Lee is in charge. It'll be interesting to see how that changes things.
So what do we think he's going to bring to the GameStop table?
I don't know, because GameStop is really, over the last couple of years, as their, you know, their stock has dropped and you know, video games have largely been digitized.
Yeah, so there's less of a way to make money by buying and trading in your games and consoles, because everybody just downloads everything.
They're definitely trying to find their niche now when it comes to gamers, and they've got a lot more toys and t-shirts and all sorts of stuff, but I don't know how well it's doing for them. I'll tell you what, the hardwood floors are nice. You walk into a lot of different GameStops now, and they put hardwood floors in.
Did they?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I think it's still crappy carpet when I go to.
No, there's been a couple of them I've walked in. I'm like, wow, this is cool. You guys got hardwood floors in here.
Hmm.
So.
Well, you know, that's the focus. If you're a gaming company and selling video games, you got to make sure you got a nice hardwood floor.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, GameStop lay in the hardwood.
Cool. I think I think GameStop's actually been getting the hardwood.
Yeah, they
have. For a little while now. Well, yeah, they've been delivering the hardwood when you trade your games in
right through the back
5 cents.
Yes. Right through the back door.
What's that? A brand new PS4? I'll give you $4 for it. You're gonna sell it for $300. Whatever the price is.
Hardwood.
All right, so I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but before the Sony PlayStation was a thing, they developed a CD system for Nintendo because Sega had just released the Sega CD for the Sega Genesis.
Mm, right.
And they were going to make
a Nintendo CD?
It was called, yeah, it was going to be called the Nintendo CD. It was going to be an add-on.
Not the GameCube.
Just like, not the GameCube, way before the GameCube. It was during the Super Nintendo era. And they were going to have an add-on, just like Sega did, where you could play CD-based games. Some that fell through, but they did make a couple of demo kits. Sony did, and when
prototypes or whatever.
Yeah, prototypes. Yeah. When Nintendo decided they didn't want to, you know what? We'll stick with cartridges for the next thing, for the Nintendo 64. Sony went, you know what? We put all this work into making the CD system. We're going into gaming, and thus the PlayStation was born. Somebody auctioned off the original Nintendo PlayStation, one of these prototype things, a couple of weeks ago. The original owner of Pets.com won the auction. What do you guys think? How much do you think this thing went for?
I already know the answer to this.
Oh, you do?
Oh, well.
So I'll just throw out a number. I'll say $20,000.
$20,000?
Yeah.
You're a little low.
Low?
You're a little low. Add a zero.
Am I? Okay. Wow. I was going to say, is it a little low or is it a... A little.
It's more than a little.
You're gonna have to add a zero and about 16 to that.
Jesus Christ.
$360,000.
My God.
For the original Nintendo PlayStation. I don't know, like, what do you play on the thing? What games can you get for it?
Is it just a paperweight? Is it operational?
That's why I didn't know where to go with that guess because... It's like a one-of-a-kind type of thing, but like what can't, just like you said, what can you do with it? So
it's not like you can put, PlayStation games in it and it'll run. I'm sure you can play Super Nintendo games on it because it's got like the cartridge slot on it.
Yeah.
But they never made any, they never got to the point where they were making games for it.
I feel like it's just an art piece. You're going to put it on a shelf and, show it off to friends.
What was the actual number?
$360,000.
Oh, my God.
Would have been wild if I would have just guessed that right off the top, huh? I'm like, $160,000. What's your guess, Al? Yeah.
Like when we try to do that Jericho thing with it, and I already knew the answer.
It's like 300. I would say they probably spent $358,000, somewhere in the ballpark of that. Yeah. Not counting tax.
That's insane.
Yeah. That's like we were saying, that's a lot of money for essentially a paperweight. But you know what? It's a piece of gaming history. And now the original owner of Pets.com has it. So I don't know. Just seeing a picture of it is good enough for me.
But do you think it's a piece of gaming history? Because it never actually, like, it's like almost like a lost artifact of gaming is what I would almost
say. Yeah, kind of.
Because it never came to fruition. I guess it's a piece of, like, video game origin story.
Now I'm picturing Indiana Jones stealing it and going, this belongs in a museum.
Yeah. But it's like some nerd in a basement. Like, he's, like, pulling it away from some nerd in a basement. Instead of, like, Aborigines in some tropical destination.
Right, exactly.
Oh, you got Cheeto dust all over
it. What are all these fingerprints on here? It's got Mountain Dew spills.
Do you guys know there's a new Disney Pixar film that came out this past week? Do you know that there's a Simpsons short?
What?
Before it. Because, it's a Disney film, so they put a short cartoon before it. It's just tradition. And, yeah, the short cartoon is actually a Simpsons cartoon.
Is it a new one?
It's a new Simpsons cartoon that they put together.
I would have loved if they put, like, a Tracey Ullman short in front of
it. Yeah, like one of the originals.
One of the old ones. Yeah. I would love to see those. Does anyone know if they've ever released those?
That's a good question.
To be honest.
I remember them.
Because there have been clips. They've shared clips before.
Right.
Because they were just real teeny tiny little shorts.
Yeah, they were like bumpers into commercials. Yeah, like,
and boy, oh boy, were the characters designed differently.
Oh, yeah.
The voices are even drastically different.
Yeah, I would love to see the Tracy Ullman.
I would enjoy seeing those as well.
Yeah.
Everybody's got some links, so hit us up.
Yeah, for sure.
At Nerd Radio 101 on social media. Send it to attention.
A couple of a couple of movie rumors I've gotten here too. The guy who directed the original Doctor Strange wants to do a Star Wars movie on Hoth, and he wants it to be a horror movie like John Carpenter's The Thing.
Mm. Interesting.
I would watch that.
I don't know. I don't want to see just Snow Hoth. I don't know. I want to see I like to see the galaxy.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see some, you know, a revisit to Hoth. I'm not a horror movie fan. There's been a few times where something I like, the idea has come up to cross it over into horror. And I hate the idea every time because I don't want to watch. I get scared.
Like the New Mutants? You're scared of the New Mutants?
That's the other one where, like, it's going to go horror.
I'm so excited.
I thought I spoiled the story.
I am so excited.
Yeah, that's coming up like the next couple weeks, right?
That is the week of my birthday.
Okay.
That weekend is going to be amazing because New Mutants releases on like Thursday or Friday. WrestleMania is Sunday. My birthday is Tuesday.
Wow.
Like,
action-packed week.
I am pumped.
Chuck's big week.
They just released a trailer where you get to see everybody except for Macy Williams do their mutant powers. Like, you'd see Cannonball flying, and you'd see Magic with her big soul sword and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait.
So Cannonball was part of the New Mutants?
He was.
Oh, okay.
Yep. He was originally on the New Mutants team and then graduated to the X-Men after a while.
Okay. So maybe we'd get to more of that snow monster, though, if they actually made this awful.
Right.
Movie.
Yeah, the abominable whatever
the hell that thing was.
For sure.
You don't know the name of it?
I don't know.
I don't remember it.
I thought they gave it a name. I know.
I'm sure there's a name for it, but I don't know what it is.
Oh. Was the Family Guy that spoofed that whole scene with Cookie Monster? Like the scene where he gets cut up?
I didn't see that.
I think if not, somebody
It sounds
did.
Vaguely familiar,
yeah,
but
somebody spoofed it with Cookie Monster. It's hilarious.
But there was a Robot Chicken episode.
Oh, maybe it's...
Well, no, but it is the monster, and they're like stops at a space gas station, and Luke Skywalker's there, and he's kind of like hiding behind a pump watching the thing, and he's like having the worst time because he's only got one arm.
I remember
drops his credit card into the car, and it turns out the thing's out of order, and then he goes around, and then like somebody else pulls in and steals the pump, and the monster's having just the worst life now, and as he's driving away, he sees Luke and just drops his jaw. He drives by like, you son of a bitch.
It's called a wampa.
Yeah,
That's right. Yeah, that does sound familiar. Yeah.
What were the things that they rode on then? I thought those were the wampas.
Tauntauns.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. See, that's why you guys tune into Nerd Radio. This is quality content. Remembering Star Wars stuff.
Remembering Star Wars this week on Nerd Radio.
While we're talking about comics, too, Al, you read the first Batman White Knight series, right?
Yeah,
it was done by Sean Murphy.
Sean
it's
Murphy.
It's the alternate universe where mm-hmm. Batman, where the Joker becomes sane and then sues Gotham City for letting Batman beat him up for years and years and years instead of getting him help.
They put him on meds,
right? Exactly,
and he's suddenly balanced.
There's a current series in that universe, also done by Sean Murphy, and Sean was doing a Q&A over the weekend. On his Twitter and revealed that DC is interested in doing kind of a small imprint in that universe where he's going to oversee books considering other characters like, say, Wonder Woman or Superman or something like that. And he's going to get to, like, essentially put the writer and the artist together and then give them the basics of, like, here's where that character is in this universe and let them, you know, do the thing.
That's cool.
Comic book wise. So that'll be interesting to see. He's a really cool artist. I'm curious because he's done this Batman book so much and he's written and drawn it, how long before they talk him into like just doing the main book?
That'd be nice,
because that would be really cool.
White Knight was really good. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's neat.
Yeah,
I also know because he's written and drawn this too. He a couple of months ago he said something about like he's not interested in working in anything other than something he has complete control over. So he seems like a modern day Todd McFarlane.
Sure.
Where it's like once he got the power to do everything himself. He's like, well, I don't want to have anybody do anything else. I just want to do it.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Sometimes you like having the power.
Yep. Speaking of power, there's a lot of power behind the Punchline character we talked about last week, the new character that the Joker is introducing.
Right.
Joker's new bitch.
Yep, there's a whole...
Joker's new bitch. That was the working title.
Yeah, exactly. There's a whole checklist now that you can find online of all the appearances she's going to have over the next couple of years or couple of months. And I know my local comic book store has already printed that thing out and has people, you know, if you want this issue, write your name down, write your number down or whatever like that. We'll order it for you kind of thing, which is kind of silly because those are the ones, if the ones that the comic book store can order ahead of time are not the ones that are going to be worth anything. It's going to be the ones that caught everybody's by surprise.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I know that Batman 89 is already like 30 or 40 bucks.
And again, it depends on your motivation. I know we talked about that last week, but if you're trying to make it to buy it as an investment, first of all, this is dumb.
Yeah.
But, you know, I could see the just being a comic book fan and a collector and being like, I wouldn't mind having the checklist you know, just for later, just to have it.
Right.
You know, so I could see myself doing that if I was still collecting more, just to have it. But not, I wouldn't, I've never bought a comic book because it's going to be worth something one day.
Right, for sure.
Again, chances are it'll be in the quarter bin if but you know.
They're saying, at least as far as this checklist goes, issue 90 just came out, and that was the first appearance of a new villain who is called the Designer. It was supposed to be a Moriarty.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be a bitchy interior designer.
No, it is not. No, he's a guy that before Batman was even a thing.
He uses words like armoire.
He does, because he's old-timey.
Yeah.
Before Batman was even a thing, he fought another detective in Gotham up to the point where he killed him. And then Batman came along, and he kind of went underground. And he's apparently been kind of secretly helping out guys like the Riddler and the Joker and the Penguin this whole time. So that was his first appearance, issue 90. Issue 92, DC Comics is saying, will be the first face-to-face between Harley Quinn and this Punchline character.
Oh,
so that'll be a big deal. Issue 94 will have Punchline's origin story in it. Or no, issue 94 is listed as her first full appearance, which I don't know how she's going to meet Harley, but we're not going to see her. And then the Joker 80th anniversary, which comes out next month, is supposed to be the origin of Punchline. And that's the sumbitch right there.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a $10 book out the gate. It's going to be, you know, the retail on that book is going to be $10 because it's going to be an extra thick. You're a Deadpool fan. You know how these work.
I know.
These extra thick books that are $10.
So often just drop that $10 right in your face.
Yep. So something to look forward to if you're a Batman fan, or if you're looking for, you know, if you're looking to hit the comic book store. And I think the real hope for the comic book stores, too, is that, like, if you walk in and they don't have this Batman book, hopefully you'll look around and find something else you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's definitely something I would recommend to anybody that's not a comic book fan. If you're going into this, if you're going looking for the Batman book, just take a couple minutes and walk around, see what catches your eye. You might find something, you know, that you're super into. There's a bunch of different comics, just science fiction comics and horror comics, and it's not just superheroes.
In other words, if you're coming in for the comic and you don't have it, please buy something.
Please buy something. Please
buy something.
I don't want comic book stores to go away.
Yeah. We still need you to buy something.
Like record stores and all those other stores. One last thing I wanted to hit before we head on out of here, before we wrap this one up. Over the weekend, we found out the actor Max von Sydow passed away. He was 90 years old. He was originally Ming the Merciless in the Flash Gordon movie way back in the day. And most recently, let me look this up, make sure I say this right. He was in Game of Thrones. He was the Three-Eyed Raven.
Wow, three eyes, huh?
Yeah, I don't know that he actually had three eyes. He did some voice work in Elder Scrolls. That's what I wanted. That's how I knew him. He was Viggo the Carpathian, the voice of Viggo the Carpathian in Ghostbusters 2.
He was the voice? So the guy that was in the painting wasn't...
That was not his voice.
His own voice?
Nope.
Wow, that's a mind-blowing little.
He had no idea, didn't he? No, he was uncredited apparently, but he is the voice of Viggo, and he also
Chuck with another tidbit.
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm good for, both the tids and the bits.
Bring me the baby.
Right, exactly.
Would say.
On a mountain of skulls and a river of blood.
Yeah,
whatever, however that goes.
That's wild.
But he did reprise that role in the Ghostbusters game.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, there's a spoiler alert, and I haven't got to that part yet.
But something to look forward to.
I guess I'll be on the lookout for that painting.
Yeah.
Still trying to get Slimer out of that hotel.
But that's going to do it for this week's Nerd Radio. So thank you guys for stopping by on Twitch, and thank you for downloading the podcast. Make sure you rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and follow us on social media at Nerd Radio 101. Al, James, you got anything to say before we take us home?
No.
Super Banana Slow Jam.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
Have a great weekend.
See you later, thank nerds. You.
I have spoken.
He's got that grin on his face. He's got something. He's got something that's going to completely ruin my world.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Yeah, that's my internal voice right now.
I don't play very many drops, but I just may have to just start playing that whenever Robbie walks in the room, just to prepare. It's like his entrance music.
That's the sound of my heart.
It's like the Stone Cold Steve Austin glass break.
I was going to say, I'll put that in front of it instead of the glass breaking. And
oh,
no. Oh, no.
Boy.
It's all bad.
Well, maybe.
Man, we're super drop appropriate today.
I know.
He's on top of it.
That's because we're not doing the actual show yet.
Yeah, the minute the show starts, the minute I hit the top ID, then it's all over.
Craps all over that bed.
Yep.
Yep. So here
Brand
we go.
Brand new 300 thread count sheets. He just poops right all over it.
Oh, no, that's so many threads.
So many.
Too many threads. So much poo. I'm like, all the feces out.
All the poo and crannies.
And now you have to perform on camera.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to play a lot of Smash Brothers in the next week or two.
Yeah, you're going to have to smash something.
Just to get.
Got to practice smashing.
I'm going to say, Amy, you want to smash? And you're like, well, always. And I'm like, no, I need practice against Smash Brothers.
She comes in the room nude. You're like, no. Smash Here, Brothers.
Take this Joy-Con. We got to play some Smash Brothers.
Take this Joy-Con.
Man, that was.
That's what I always call it, the Joy-Con.
That was dirtier than I expected.
She's like still confused.
Describe the Joy-Con to us.
Oh, Christ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.